Hi, this is Heidi McDonald, editor-in-chief of The Beat, and I'm here with Dean Haspiel and Krista Cassano. How do I not? I just talked to her. I don't read her name. She's so awesome, though. All right, guys, very sad news. Tell me about, you've been part of Hangai Studios in the epic building. Does the building have a name?
You know, I don't know the name of the building. It's 112 2nd Avenue in, between 9th and 10th Street in Gowanus. And I guess it was a kind of a response to have a physical studio because we had a virtual studio through Activate. You remember Activate, mm-hmm. the webcomics hub. And at one day, Tim Hamilton, a fellow cartoonist, discovered this building and it said that there was a rent for rent sign. And we went, and I believe it was 2007 that we rented a room. And back then it was called Deep Six, the studio.
Right, right.
And I was there for about 3 years. Until I had an opportunity to rent a room above Book Court, which is one of the last remaining bookstores in Brooklyn and New York City, I'd say, and got a studio at Book Court above, that store for about a year. And so they kept Deep Six and actually changed it to, what's it called now? Oh, Drawbridge,
Simon right.
Fraser and Tim Hamilton and a bunch of other cartoonists. And I sparked Hangai Studios mm-hmm. with Seth Kushner and Chris Miskevich and a bunch of other folks.
And Krista's part of it now, right?
Krista's a part of it now, and that's when we moved back to the building that we left, but brought Hangai back there.
Yeah. So,
and I met Krista at the Atlantic Center for the Arts in New Smyrna Beach, Florida in 2012. For a comics residency that we did there.
Oh, that's right.
Her
that's
in.
Right.
So.
But and the building is a huge. It's like kind of the last romantic. And some of your listeners, if you go and see it, it'll be like a theme park almost, because this is kind of what it used to be like, where they take a big warehouse.
Yes.
And it's just been converted. It's not just comic studios. I mean, there's like dozens of artist studios.
And there's musicians on one side. And we thought we'd be safe because it's under the subway, so people can't live there. It can't be residential. So we kind of thought we were safe in a commercial space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But actually, I just read that because the F train runs over the studio at Smith and Ninth, and it is the tallest elevated part, train elevated area in the world.
Really?
It's like a world record setting height.
Right.
So I didn't
That's
really
why
know
the
that.
Exactly. So what's happening now with the 112 2nd Avenue?
Well, I believe the person who the landlord that we pay, who, you know, rents it from the person who owns it, I think he had a 10-year lease and I guess that was coming up. And he's a guy who built out these studios for artists because he believes in art. And I think what happened is that the neighbors started to get a little cool. And it got, there's a really awful canal right there, the Gowanus Canal.
That floods and is toxic.
And it's full of poo, right?
Yes.
It's horrible.
I've seen skeletons in there.
And rocks float on top.
Yeah. And it got super funded, which means they're going to try and clean out the canal. And, you know, other kind of places started moving in, like high-end type places. I guess, you know, it's between Carroll Gardens and Park Slope. And if you know those two neighborhoods, you know, like Park Slope has artisanal mayonnaise.
Right.
Okay.
And, you know, the other...
Carroll Gardens has, you know, Red Hook next to it and tries to keep it some of its history. But that, too, is starting to, you know, get more expensive. And I think that little by small, Gowanus is being taken over by the two neighborhoods. You know, God bless Gowanus. I'm sure it wants a little love, too. But once again, we have another neighborhood that artists go to because it was so cheap and undesirable, and we make it desirable. So, you know, at some point it prices us out, you know, and that's the truth. It's just another sad song. You know, it's like Soho, like back in the day. Exactly.
So at the end of September, you're going to have to move out.
At the end of September, September 30th is our last day, and we are scrambling to look for another spot that's hopefully affordable, but we can't seem to find that, you know, within the area. I actually looked as far as East New York, and I don't want to go to East New York.
East New York is a very, very borderland neighborhood at this point.
It is, and literally the space I saw was between a garbage dump and drug busts.
Well, that'll be very hip in about a week.
Sure.
That's
true. But anyway, so we either everyone's going home, or if we can find a spot, some of us might still try to, you know, work this out for another year or so.
But I'm moving to Philly. Okay, so you're joining the exodus because a lot of people have moved to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Wow.
And as you know, Locust Moon Comics was there, and there are a bunch of cartoonists. I mean, you keep in touch. You know? Megan Turbitt went over there. And
Andrea.
Andrea Surumi.
Surumi's
there.
Yeah.
So there's definitely a comics, you know, clan, a culture over there.
Yeah.
And now, I just read about Portland. I mean, Image is moving to Portland, and they have Oni, and they have, was it IDW?
Yeah, but you know, Portland PDX rants have also, like, gone up by their standards. I mean, they're not quite what they are here, but they're certainly, it's not like where you just, you know.
Well, the joke is this. I mean, it's a cruel joke, because I was born and raised in Manhattan, and I moved to Brooklyn because it was cheaper. I think it might be cheaper to move back to Manhattan.
Well, the Upper East Side is actually one of the few affordable neighborhoods if you have, like, kind of a you know, base income because of the construction of the Second Avenue subway. So, but once that goes in, it's going to be, like, you know, hip town again.
Right.
So, you know, sorry to go into the minutia of New York real estate, but that's really all we talk about. It's a consuming passion. Well, I do understand there will be a big blow-up party before you guys all go, right?
Oh, gosh. We hadn't thought of that, but I guess we got to.
The red light.
Yeah, you gotta do it, you guys.
Have red lights.
I mean, you gotta just wreck the place as far as
true.
I'm concerned.
All right, so we'll move out a day before our last day, and everyone's invited.
Okay. Well, you should be. You should have a big old blowout, going away party. But so literally, Krista, you're moving to Philadelphia, and Dean, you have no idea.
Plan B is to move back home, and plan A is questionable for the next 4 weeks.
What about some of the other studios there, like Riley Brown and those guys? And
like I said, there's this spot that we might be able to go to, but that person, that developer who promised us October 1st, move-in date, is now pushing that date. And honestly, I don't want to move out to move back a week or a month later, so it's a conundrum. We'll figure it out, though.
That's really, really sad. I mean, I've only been over to the building a few times, but I mean, it was a thriving arts community. I mean, this place was really like one of the last places that I can think of in New York that had this kind of, you know, like where working artists had studios and were working. I mean, there is Bushwick, but I mean, that's expensive.
I'm not going to Bushwick. I mean,
you see, everyone has the place they won't go.
I got a bike, but I'm not going to bike that far.
I think it's actually getting,
And actually, Bushwick's getting expensive, too, because all the artists went there as well.
What about where the thing is, the secret voice, or the secret robot, or the...
Oh,
that place.
Wait, I don't even know that.
Secret Project
it's
Robot.
It's just a secret.
Is that
I think it's in... it's in Bushwick, isn't it? I don't know.
That one I don't know about.
Might be in Bed-Stuy. I'm not quite sure.
Listen, I live in Carroll Gardens. I'm 49 years old. I don't want to, like...
He can only ride his bike so far.
Right. Yeah. He can do, all right. Well, what you're hearing here is New York real estate snobism. A little bit.
But you know what? Honestly, like, because I've been going to a lot of conventions the last couple of years, I love New Orleans. Not that I'm going to move to New Orleans necessarily, but I really love the energy, and it's very artsy.
Yeah.
I've been to Portland. I've been to Philadelphia. I like that as well. So part of me is thinking, do I make a big change? I also love the Catskills. Maybe I'll just go to the mountains.
Yeah.
Or do this. In my keynote speech, I talked about a food truck that might convert into a comics-making truck or something. Maybe I'll just, you know, drive America.
Yeah, I was talking to Dennis Kitchen last night, and he said that he would not have been able to do what he did without having low overhead. Living in the middle of America.
Yep, that's it. But you know, if you look at real estate prices, as I drive around on a bus or a train, I always have my little real estate app and looking. And you know, even cities that were very affordable recently, like Portland, Maine, I mean, that's doubled in the last 4 years. You know, like Detroit is a place, and that's cheap. Philadelphia is a place that's cheap. I mean, there are. You know, everything has gone up, and unfortunately, except the page rates of comics.
I know.
So I mean, literally, listeners, I'm not even exaggerating. I mean, it's not like, you know, when I was an editor 15, 16 years ago, like, you made like $180 a page, you know?
Right.
Now, if you're lucky, you make $180 a page.
If you're lucky. Exactly.
Yeah.
True.
So. Yeah. So, well, guys, I'm very sad to hear this, and hopefully you will have a big blowout bash so we can all, like, you know, destroy the place, because that's what the stinkers deserve. You know, and something else will come out of it. So good luck.
Always. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Heidi.
All right.